How do you know when you're acting out of ego or from your true authentic self or your soul? So knowing the difference and being able to keep that ego in check can make a really big difference to your life and relationships. Today, I'm going to talk about some clear differences to help you determine whether you are living or responding to your ego or your true authentic self and soul. So we're going to cover what are the ego and the soul, how to recognize that ego versus the soul or your true self, why you need both of them, and then traps of both the ego and the soul. So let's start with what is the ego. Ego has often been demonized in the spiritual world as something that you need to conquer or overcome. So you might often think of someone with a really big inflated ego and a little bit of arrogance around them, but ego is not your enemy. So the ego is a sense of self and identity created in the mind. So the thoughts, beliefs, and ideas about who and what you are repeatedly in your mind, and you begin to think it's true. Now, in this physical realm of earth, objects, people, and things are distinct, and we're physically separate from one another. So you need to understand yourself as separate, or you're going to experience yourself as one part of the whole, as everything. Now, if this happens, you wouldn't be able to differentiate yourself from a bus driving towards you and then move out of the way. So the ego is based on three-dimensional perception and experience and interpretation of this external world to help you understand it. You use the external world to compare and contrast yourself against other people, concepts, and things that are out there. So you form a picture about yourself. Now, the ego uses physical forms as external references when you move about the world and live your life. It's constantly recalibrating your position in the world and your level of safety in relationship to those things on the outside. It speaks to you and lets you know when you're at risk or when it thinks you're at risk. So you need to experience yourself as separate to keep yourself safe. And this is the role of the ego. The ego is the aspect of you that exists to help you in a world of physical separation and individuality. It's the aspect of you that understands separation, matter, and energy in physical form. So then what is the soul? Well, we need to go back a few steps. Everything exists in this infinite field of energy, and you can call it God, the universe, consciousness, life force. I'm going to call it source, okay? So source is everything, and it creates everything through energy. So at one point, an aspect of you, let's call it your higher self out there, decided it wanted to experience something different. And so your higher self thought of you and then created your physical body from thought. And when your body was created, source and your higher self projected an energetic aspect of itself onto the earth to give life to your physical body. And this is your soul. Your soul is the intangible life force energy that brings this physical form to life, and it exists in and around the human body. And when your soul leaves the body, the life force and the energy leaves too, and the body then dies. Your soul isn't your physical body, and it's not the thoughts, emotions, or the physical sensations you experience. Your soul is the one experiencing them. When you go deep, your soul is the internal observer and the one experiencing your physical life and this world through your senses. Your soul is the aspect of you that understands oneness, the whole, and energy in etheric or energetic form. Your soul, or your true self, is the aspect that understands why your higher self created you and your purpose for being here. Your soul is you. So your soul is experiencing the world, and the ego helps you navigate the world. Okay, so we've got soul, our energetic self, and ego, which is a part of this physical form that we exist in. So how do you recognize the difference between your ego and your soul? So in a battle of soul versus ego, either can come out ahead. Soul and ego coexist to help us understand separation and division and oneness or whole simultaneously. So they're equally important, and they're both valuable tools to help you navigate this physical world. So if you demonize the ego or you disconnect from the soul, you miss out on the valuable gifts they have for you. So the ego and the soul both speak to you in different voices. And when you come to recognize these two voices, you can determine when, how, how and why you need to listen to and respond to each. So the ego speaks the language of the physical realm, separation and matter. The soul speaks the language of the energetic ethereal realm, oneness and whole. The ego uses words like I and me and is focused on the well-being of the individual and the self. The soul uses words like we, us, and is focused on the well-being of the whole. The ego comes from lower vibrational energies of physicality and fear, and it might feel anxious, panicky, frustrated, and single-minded. So with the ego, we tend to think the information comes from a voice in our head that sits sort of within the upper part of the body. It can be a little bit frantic, agitated, and repetitive at times, and at others it might be arrogant, bossy, or even demanding. Now the soul comes from higher vibrational energies of freedom, love, peace, and calm. So you feel the soul's wisdom in the body from sort of the chest down. And this is where we get the term gut feel from. So even when the soul warns you of something or redirects you, it does so quite peacefully and calmly. The ego is subjective and the soul is a little bit more objective. The ego is intelligent and the soul is wise. The ego comes from the perspective of your physical body and sees the world through limited filters of physical sensation, thought, and emotion, and a single personal experience. Whereas the soul comes from the higher self's perspective. It observes from a distance without the filters of the individual human body, and it's connected to that higher wisdom of source consciousness and your higher self. So why do we need both soul and ego? Well, it's because we're both physical and energetic. So the physical realm is based on polarity or duality. Now, polarity is where everything exists in a continuum or spectrum between two opposite or dualistic poles. And the experience of the physical realm depends on your position or perspective at any time in relation to a spectrum of opposites. So polarity exists to help you understand the difference between separation of the physical and the oneness and infinite nature of the ethereal and the whole. While you're in this physical form, the soul helps you know oneness and the ego helps you know separation. We're two opposite aspects of the spectrum and you're experiencing two opposite ends of the spectrum at once. So these two things are trying to help make sense of this. The ego develops to help differentiate between you and other physical forms. Its voice tells us there's something in the physical realm to pay attention to. It warns you when the physical body is at risk or danger. The soul exists as part of everything. Its voice tells you where you need to be going to align with your purpose and reason for being here. It warns you when you're at risk of moving off track from your intended path. So suppose we just rely on the ego and ignore the soul or eliminate connection to awareness of our higher self and our energetic aspects. So in this case, you'll exist purely in separation and individuality. You will experience people who are functioning in this purely physical state with no awareness or connection of anything else. Now, if you rely just on the soul and ignore or eliminate the ego, you'll exist purely in that realm of oneness and whole, but you'll ignore your physical form and the physical aspects of life. The truth is, in physical human form, you're both separate and whole, and you've got to balance the ego and the soul accordingly. So what are some traps here? Well, the soul and the ego come from polar ends of the spectrum. They're opposite and they're both necessary and they both need to be acknowledged and heard. So the ego trap then is that the ego becomes dominant at the expense of the soul and the whole. And the ego tells us that we're separate and individual. It tells you you're alone, only you create your reality and you must rely on yourself. So acknowledgement of the physical separation is a means of keeping you safe. But the ego can push that physical condition of separation into an adverse and detrimental perspective just beyond basic physical safety. So unchecked, the ego can isolate you by telling you you're the only ones who can do what needs to be done, you can't rely on anyone else, and you're all alone. The ego can enhance separation and detach us from the whole. And this pushes people towards low density consciousness and lower vibrations. So if you're trapped in ego, you forget to live in an interdependent universe. You might see seeking help as powerless, you trust no one, and and see a world of incapable people. So you focus on the good of yourself at the expense of the whole, and you fail to find meaning, see the bigger picture and purpose for being here. When you focus only on the individual and the self, you fail to see the truth of oneness and from where you came. Now, at the same time, total denial of that ego and engagement only with the ethereal aspects of the soul and the higher self and source can result in a similar imbalance, but in the opposite direction. So the soul and higher self can focus only on oneness and the whole at the expense of the individual and the physical self. And you can end up becoming powerless and somewhat of a victim, waiting for others, someone or something else in the whole or the universe to do what needs to be done. You lose sight of your power and the need to take action and create in this physical human form and realm. So we came from the ethereal realm of energy into the physical to experience this polarity. And to ignore the polarity of the ego is in a way to defeat part of the purpose of being here. So when you focus only on oneness, you fail to see the polarities of the physical reality that make it what it is. The ego and the soul are just two more tools to help you exist and navigate in this physical realm. So embracing and mastering them leads to a more empowered state of being and creating. The key, though, is to understand the role of the ego in the physical realm and the ethereal qualities of the soul. The key is to recognize the voices and characteristics of both and when each is required. And we went through those a little bit earlier. The healthy human mind knows we're separate from others, but at the same time, you're part of a much bigger whole. You're connected to everything and you have the power of source within you. A healthy human mind goes from me or us to me and us. And so when you balance both ego and soul, you become the individual with the power of the whole. The choice is always yours on this. So if you want to know more about awakening and ascension and finding purpose, then definitely hit like and subscribe. If you want to connect a bit more to your true authentic self and your soul, then make sure you have a look at the archetype quiz. It only takes a few minutes and the link's in the description. While you wait for the next episode, check out some of the other episodes appearing on the screen or the description about your soul and authentic self. That's everything for today. Hope you found this helpful and gave you a few pointers to start to tap into your inner guidance. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you next time.